Support for the morning show comes from the Carthage College Office of Continuing Studies, providing graduate and accelerated certification programs in education to start or advance a career in teaching. Convenient evening and summer courses are designed for the working adult. More information is available at carthage.edu/grad. Support for the morning show also comes from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911. A unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. And don't forget about Jack's Cafe, Andrea's, 2401 60th Street, Kenosha, online at andreasgifts.com. The morning show with Greg Berg is next. And as always, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the morning show from his office right across the hall from us, the president of Gateway Technical College, Brian Albrecht, who, of course, pays a monthly visit to the morning show to talk about various issues of interest related to Gateway Technical College. And on today's program, the overall Wisconsin Technical College system, we have a couple of special guests we'll be introducing in just a moment. But first, President Brian Albrecht, we welcome you back to the morning show.
Thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to our monthly programs, not only to celebrate the things that are happening at Gateway, but also to share with our community a broader perspective of the role that Gateway plays in our community. So you're right. We've got two great guests with us, Morna and Layla, to help us get a context of how Gateway fits in with the Wisconsin Technical College system.
Very good. I know that a couple of exciting things have just occurred, neither of them right here, but both affecting Gateway very, very directly. Tell us, first of all, about the big event that just occurred in New Orleans.
Yes. I'm so proud of Gateway and the role that we play at a national leadership level. And this last week, we were invited to the Jobs for the Future Summit in New Orleans. And the Jobs for the Future Summit is really a collection of philanthropic organizations, industry CEOs, community colleges to have a deep dialogue around mobility and what it takes to help advance people in their own careers to perform the types of skills that are necessary to get jobs that are going to sustain their life. And it was really rewarding for Gateway to be a part of that conversation. And I was quite impressed with all of the speakers and the context of really trying to think through how Gateway can advance our cause here in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties, especially for those that maybe are a little disadvantaged or don't have all of the opportunities right in their backyard. We've got to be more aggressive as a college to engage in community-wide conversations. Now, just one context to that, one of the keynote speakers was Nick Pinchuk, the CEO for Snap-on, who has kind of made the circuit for us. He's been at many conferences around the country, but it was great to hear his context on what it takes to sustain the economy at a national level. And he's so passionate about his role that he plays in helping to drive America's workforce. And at Gateway, our partnerships with Snap-on have been recognized through certification programs, training programs, but also community investment programs. As an example, Snap-on funds our STEM Academy camps for kids in our community. Hmm. So over the summer, we've had lots of young people on our campus trying to help better themselves and think about their future careers, and those are all in part because of Snap-on's leadership. Snap-on is a major player in our Distinguished Citizen Awards program to help acknowledge people in our community that have gone above and beyond the call of normal leadership in our community. So they are involved in a lot of different ways, and it was great to hear Nick talk about the importance of mobility.
Great. I know also in the recent past was something that occurred down in Atlanta, Georgia. What was that about?
Yes. There's so many things that we're involved in, and this one was actually the National Board for the Manufacturing Skill Standards Council, and they held it in conjunction with a leadership conference in Atlanta. So there were many people from throughout the southern states really talking about the role that manufacturing plays in helping to drive economies, not only right here in southeast Wisconsin, but across the nation. And I've been fortunate enough to serve as the chair of that board for a few years, and we really think about all of the different types of industry training programs that we provide here at Gateway and that are provided at colleges across the country, probably none more important than manufacturing, really helping to drive economic opportunity and prosperity, because those types of jobs actually make things. Hmm. And when you make things, you're able to sell and generate revenue and change the dynamics of a community. And it was great to be a part of it again, and just nice to be able to contrast what we're doing with what's happening in other states.
Very good. I know before we get to our special guests, you have a word of welcome for a new member of the Gateway Board of Trustees. And I know you depend greatly on their leadership and expertise.
Well, you're absolutely right. We wouldn't be able to do what we do if we didn't have a great board of volunteer community leaders. And In July, we will welcome Kimberly Payne, our newest trustee to the college. She is going to be a great advocate. I've had a chance to visit with her on a few occasions already, and she formerly served on some work at the Community College of Baltimore, so she understands the community college world and is currently working at the Racine County Workforce Development Center, so also understands the needs that individuals have for ongoing education and training to better their lives in our community. So she's going to be a great addition. She'll be replacing Susan Greenfield, whose term expired, and I want to thank Susan once again for her continued leadership and support. I know that we'll have a great friend in Susan for many years to come.
I'm sure. So, say a word about the two distinguished guests who are joining us today via telephone from Madison.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud to introduce two of my colleagues and I would say very good friends, Morna Foy, the president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. Morna and I have known each other for probably a dozen years at least already, and goes all the way back to my work in Madison at the Department of Public Instruction. And Morna's been such a great advocate and champion for the role that technical colleges play, and is really a great voice for each of our 16 colleges across the state, and really providing great guidance for us, but also helping position Wisconsin at a national level to be competitive in grant programs, in creating advocacy for new initiatives like Pathways. And we'll get into talk a little bit about that, so I'm glad that Morna's with us this morning. And then one of Morna's colleagues and another friend of mine, Layla Merrifield, who is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Technical College District Boards Association, which would be the organization that represents all of our trustees. Mm-hmm. And they meet on a quarterly basis and provide guidance and leadership and professional development for our trustees so that they, too, can become active in supporting their communities at a state and national level. So welcome to both of you.
We're so glad to have you joining us. Morna Foy, I know that you have been on the program at least once before and are certainly well-known here in southeastern Wisconsin. How long have you been in this position as president of the Wisconsin Technical College System? I imagine it's kept you very, very busy.
It has. In my fourth year now, it's been four great years. But I've actually been with the system for 18. So Brian is correct. We go back. And I think it's a great part of the system that we have a lot of experienced, committed leaders who really believe in what the technical college system is trying to accomplish here in Wisconsin.
Very good. Would you assess the health of the Wisconsin Technical College System as robust at the moment?
I would say it's very robust, actually. It's really a great time to be associated with the system, but also with the broader career and technical education community. I think we are at a point right now where our stakeholders and state and national policymakers really seem to understand and appreciate the role and value of Gateway and our other 15 colleges and what they're trying to deliver for students, employers, and ultimately our local communities throughout the state.
And Morna, I'm often reminded how important it is to continue to share our story to help people understand the role of the technical colleges. And as you know, this year Gateway will celebrate our 105th year of service to our community. And yet, every time I'm out in our community, it's brand new for a lot of people. They haven't been involved. They, you know, maybe didn't understand that we're a part of a statewide system. And so that continued advocacy is so important. And it does position Wisconsin a little bit unique in the amount of years and the history that we have in connecting education and workforce training.
It's very true.
Morna Foy, describe what you do as a system president. I mean, what is sort of your day-to-day job description, so to speak, and what kind of relationship do you have with various technical colleges throughout the state?
You know, Wisconsin's technical college system has a very unique governance model and operational model, and it's really a partnership that's unique between the state and local entities. In my case, as system president, I have a lot of work with our stakeholder groups, both at the state and national level. At some point or other, I work with the Department of Public Instruction, the Department of Workforce Development, the Department of Corrections, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the University of Wisconsin system, to advance initiatives that apply to all of our colleges and that have benefits to the state as a whole. I also work with a lot of state-level employer groups like the Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce. And we do that so that we present a picture of the entire system and what we're delivering. Really, the day-to-day operations of the colleges fall largely under the purview of the college trustees and presidents like Brian. There's certain topics, however, that I do have to get involved in and that the system board gets involved in as part of our oversight and coordination responsibilities. And those include things like final approval of new programming at the college, final approval of facilities development, and other things that we need to provide accountability to our legislative leaders and to state taxpayers that we are making good choices and that we are not duplicating efforts across the system, but rather that we're working together to provide the best service in the most efficient way possible. I also am responsible for leading system-wide initiatives. Brian mentioned career pathways, other efforts that we are undertaking to improve the quality not only of our programs to students, but also the quality of our faculty and their experiences and professional development level, and the quality of our operations, because we like to share. You know, technical colleges are well known for the fact that we don't sit at home and reinvent wheels. We share experiences, both the good and the bad, so that we can benefit at the local level from work that has been going on throughout the state. And so that's part of my role as assistant president, to make sure that we have a lot of communication across colleges. And then lastly, I am responsible. I'm the head cheerleader, some people say. I'm responsible for advocating for all of the colleges with our legislature, but also with other funding groups, private philanthropic groups, business organizations, federal government, just to make sure that people understand what's going on in the system and that they understand the impact and the outcomes that we are producing, not just for the state, but I would argue for the nation. I really believe that technical colleges are having the largest transformative effect on students and ultimately their communities.
Yeah, Morn, I could not agree more. You are our greatest champion. I'm reflecting a little bit here on a few months ago we had the Technical College Day at the Capitol in the Rotunda, and you were so proud to celebrate all 16 colleges and the great work that our students are doing to help better prepare themselves and really become strong leaders in their community. And I was reminded a little bit about the Ambassador Program and the influence that you have on young people in all of our colleges as they try to see themselves in leadership roles, and you've just been a great role model for that. So I wanted to thank you for that and just acknowledge one of the new things that just came across our desk within the last couple of days was an effort that your team, you and your team have led, and that's a new partnership around distance learning to help provide greater opportunities for the colleges to get involved in providing courses and programs outside of the state of Wisconsin, and that's really a real recent example of the leadership that you and your organization plays.
Thank you very much, Brian. Mm-hmm. That project has been several years in the making, so it's exciting to see that we're going to have some new opportunities for our students just starting this fall.
We are also joined today via the telephone by Layla Merrifield, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Technical College District Boards Association. Layla Merrifield, this is your first time on the morning show, so we give you an extra special welcome. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from originally, and sort of the career path that ultimately took you to your current leadership role in the district's Boards Association.
Sure, and thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Wisconsin from Arkansas, so I came to Wisconsin on purpose. I wanted to live here, not merely a native, but this is my chosen home, to start my career with the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, which is a nonpartisan service agency to the legislature of professional staff who provide budget analysis to help the Joint Finance Committee craft their state budget and help the state set their revenue and spending priorities. I served with the Fiscal Bureau for 13 years. About 8 of those years were spent working on the technical college system budget. I then moved over to Morna's office with the State Board and worked there as a policy advisor. And then moved from that office over to the District Boards Association. So it was sort of a natural Next step as I became sort of more involved and interested in leadership of this this wonderful organization.
Maybe you could sort out for us the relationship with between several different entities that have kind of similar names, and I think for the average layperson listening there might have a little bit of trouble figuring out just who's who, what's what, and where you're where you are positioned between, for instance, the College Board, the District's Boards Association, the State Board. How do all of these relate together, and what is your role with them?
Yeah, well, as has been mentioned, it's a very collaborative system, and by state law, we share responsibilities in this system. So the local boards have a specified set of responsibilities, including creating programs and ensuring that they're serving their community needs. The state board has an oversight role for some of those things and approves those programs, sets tuition for the entire state. And then the Boards Association was actually a collaborative coming together of college trustees to provide education and member development for all 144 college trustees across the state. So the association provides professional development, keeps trustees up to date on trends in higher education and some of those best practices that Morna was mentioning, so that we have better informed leaders at the local level, that they know what's going on around the state and what's going on in career and technical education across the country. In addition to that, the association provides advocacy with the legislature and with our congressional delegation on career and technical education and the needs of the colleges, all 16 colleges. So again, it's very collaborative, and I work sort of shoulder to shoulder with Morna on those advocacy efforts.
You know, Layla, it's so important what you just described, because it's really difficult, even if you've been in the system for several years, to try to really understand how the relationships can be an advantage in the collaborative effort. I know that the leadership role that you play in the District Boards Association, providing professional development for our trustees, is at the heart of this whole effort, because unless everyone understands the issues and has had a chance to really have that sense of dialogue, it's hard to know at the local level whether or not you should be, you know, supporting a cause or not supporting a cause, or really where how you might want to guide your college. And I would just also add that it's provided a great opportunity for our trustees to become involved in professional organizations. I know Gary Olson, our board chair here, has just been a great advocate for the District Boards Association, has been involved in some of your executive level meetings, and Vernon Young from Moraine Park Technical College in the Fond du Lac area serves on the national board. So Wisconsin has a great reputation of leadership, and the Boards Association helps to bring all that together.
So, Layla Merrifield, can you explain how, at least in typical situations, how local college trustees are selected? What kinds of things are thought about? What is, generally speaking, the process? And how important is it that these selections are made carefully and wisely?
Yeah, it's a competitive, merit-based selection process at the local level. The county board chairs, or the counties represented in each district, make up the selection committee. There are two districts in which school board chairs make up that selection committee based on the history of those particular technical college districts. Candidates apply. There's a public hearing. They answer questions. And they're really selected based on, their roles in the communities, their community involvement, what they've done in their careers, and their ability to contribute at the table to the success of the college. There are also roles that are specified in state law that must be represented on each district board. So the boards represent the geography of the community, the demographics of the community. They have to include employers. They have to include employees. Those district boards also include an elected official, as well as a school superintendent. So you really have several stakeholder groups built into the DNA of each and every college district board.
You know, I really like the process that Wisconsin uses, and it's been in place for a very long time. So for Gateway, we serve three counties, and we have three trustees from each county. So it gives us good representation from the counties. They can advocate for what some of the needs are and how the workforce demographics are changing within their county. But then collectively, they share a vision for all of Southeast Wisconsin. And when you combine that vision with Milwaukee or Janesville, Waukesha, Black Hawk, then it gives you even a broader perspective. So there's really a need for that local representation, but a big view of what needs what we have right here in our home state.
For those of you just joining us, this is the monthly visit of Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. And with us via telephone are two special guests who are involved in the technical colleges across the state of Wisconsin. Morna Foy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, and Layla Merrifield, executive director of the Wisconsin Technical College District Boards Association. Morna Foy, I'm sure as you travel around the state of Wisconsin, you hear, as we do, about the urgent need for more technically trained workers. That's often called the skills gap. As far as you are concerned, on the evidence of what you have seen and heard, what is this skills gap, and how serious is it, and how are technical colleges moving to address it?
Well, you're absolutely right. I travel the state quite a bit. As I mentioned earlier, I talk with employer groups and individual employers often. They are consistently telling me that they need individuals who have more advanced technical skills. They need more individuals generally, and they need folks who have the ability to continue to learn throughout their career, because the workplace is changing, as it always has, but the speed in which that change is occurring right now is really unprecedented. I think on a higher level, it's not any one specific skill that Wisconsin's workforce is missing. We have lots of very highly educated folks here in this state. We have a great work ethic. But I think what's happening is that the skills that folks had and acquired earlier in their lives don't necessarily match the way Wisconsin's economy has changed in recent years. Much more technology in use, much more emphasis on data and being able to use technology at all levels of the workplace. And so we've done quite a few things in the Wisconsin Technical College system to bridge the gap between individuals' abilities to acquire new skills and the skills that they have right now, and to match those skills with employers, particularly building a model of delivery called Career Pathways. That involves breaking up our programs into smaller, more stackable credentials so individuals can move in and out of our colleges and the workplace more easily. They can acquire very specific skills for a specific job that they either want to get or that they want to keep. We are also using a lot of different delivery models now. Boot camps is a pioneering way of delivering very concentrated information in a very intense environment. It's something that Gateway Technical College has really championed and led the way for the system as a whole, you know, maybe working through some issues, but that's been something that all of us have benefited from. And I think right now, Brian, you are running regular boot camps to the tune of how many individuals a year?
You're right, Morna. We're on our 29th boot camp already, and we're going to be expanding into new program areas of logistics and IT, healthcare, because I think you're absolutely right. It's really trying to embed the new technological skills into what people might already think their job is about, and trying to advance the skill sets of individuals. And so that pathway concept connected with boot camps really helps to drive new programming for us here at the college.
Some of the other things we're doing are expanding our dual enrollment opportunities. Those give high school students a chance to get a jump start on their college or post-secondary careers by taking courses that count for both high school and college credit simultaneously. We're doing, as Brian mentioned earlier, a lot more in the online space. Again, creating opportunities for students to advance their skills while they're working, which most of technical college students do. We also are expanding our apprenticeship program. I'm very proud to say that the long history of the technical college system here in Wisconsin, long history of formal apprenticeship programs, and as a result, we have, you know, a very close relationship with both adult and youth apprenticeship opportunities here in the state, and that's been an area where there's been some decline in recent years, and we're seeing a change now. In the last couple of years, apprenticeship model is being embraced more strongly by a lot of employers and in different areas, and so we're going to see some growth in those opportunities. And then we're also constantly looking for ways to create new opportunities for students to take their technical college experience and build upon that at a four-year university or at a professional training opportunity, getting an additional skill certification. Again, Gateway is a leader in this area with their international skill certification academies that are run at the college every year, and just really embedding a credential that industry recognizes into our academic programs, I think has been very beneficial for both students and employers, because it really translates for a lot of employers, things that you learn in the classroom and how does that play out in the workplace. So that's been a really great addition to our offerings. I think the other thing that we do to address the skills gap is daily, on a constant basis, both at the state level and at every college level, we engage employers in the educational process. We have them on program advisory boards for all of our programs. They help us design our curriculum and design the method by which we're going to deliver that curriculum. I think what we offer at the technical colleges aligns very nicely with what employers need. And I think that that is played out when you look at our placement rates. For students, it's 93% this last year. It pretty much hovers at that level regardless of whether the economy is going great or not. And I think that that is a measure of the fact that if you go to a technical college, you're going to get a job. And if there's two candidates who are looking for that job, the one that has got a technical college credential is going to be picked. And that, to me, is probably the single greatest measure of the impact that a technical college education can provide an individual and actually provide a pipeline of qualified workers for employers.
Morn, I just love your description because it helps us really reflect on the comprehensive nature of Wisconsin's technical colleges and, you know, all the way from dual credit to working with our K-12s and our middle schools trying to build that pathway. To adult learners who are trying to regain new skills through short-term training programs like boot camps or apprenticeship programs, to articulation at the four-year university, and all umbrella areas are covered for students really trying to regain their position in the workplace. And ultimately, the goal is to get a job. And so when you're talking 90-plus percent direct enrollment, those are pretty compelling numbers, and I think it really demonstrates the value that a technical college plays in their community.
Layla Merrifield, all of that, it's quite a formidable list of initiatives undertaken by the Wisconsin Technical College System. All of that cannot possibly be done by the colleges alone, and I suspect that trustees probably play a very crucial role in helping sort out what needs to happen and then making it happen. Tell us about some of the ways in which trustees play a really crucial role in this.
Well, yeah, with such a far-reaching mission, of course, it's always going to be a balancing act in terms of where you put your resources and what you prioritize. And I think trustees really bring the community's voice to the table in those decisions. They represent taxpayers, they represent job creators, they represent workers, and they represent our K-12 system. So they really bring a diversity of backgrounds and points of view to the table when the colleges are trying to set priorities and again, determine where they're going to invest their resources. Trustees really are a cross-section of their communities and have a great relationship with the expert staff such as Brian at the colleges, and they work together to set those priorities. And then I think the flip side of that is that we rely on our trustees to carry those messages back to the community. and really relate all the great work that's going on at the colleges to the community groups and the professional groups that they're involved in as part of their daily lives, and really bridge the community and the college in that sense.
Yeah, I think you're right, Layla. It's a collective vision for the community, and trustees help bring that voice of the community to us, and the college helps to establish those relationships through ongoing commitments and partnerships and training programs. But the guidance from the trustees is critical because that really helps shape, you know, the voice of the community and really lets the college be more reflective of the individual needs that that happen throughout the district.
Mm-hmm. Mona Foy, if there's one word that we hear more often than any other in these monthly programs about Gateway and the technical college system, it's the word partnership. It just comes up again and again and again in many different contexts, and it's certainly clear that there's nothing more essential to the work that a place like Gateway attempts to accomplish in the community. How about on a statewide level? What are some or who are some of the most important state partners, and how do you work with them? What is your relationship with them?
Well, I think first and foremost is our educational partners, both the Department of Public Instruction, the University of Wisconsin system, and Wisconsin's private colleges and universities represented by WAKU. Those are our frontline education partners. Any kind of initiative that we are working on to build better career pathways, to build better transfer opportunities. Brian mentioned earlier to expand online and distance learning opportunities. We do that in conjunction with those other education partners because we all have a role. We all touch individuals at different lives and different points in their academic lives. And so we work very hard to make sure that transfer goes well for students, admissions go well for students, that we are sharing best practices when it comes to evaluating, assessing prior learning so that we can award appropriate credit for that. So our education partners are pretty much a daily conversation at some level within the system. Another group that we work with very often are our economic and workforce development partners. So at the state level, that would include the Department of Workforce Development, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and then Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce, which is, of course, a state chamber organization. And these are groups that we are very connected with to offer our apprenticeship opportunities, both youth and adult apprenticeship programs. We also work with them to share funding and to partner on delivering workforce training to the states throughout the state. And that sometimes joins forces at the Council on Workforce Investment, which is a gubernatorial council that involves employers and representatives from education and workforce development. And we are working on a lot of initiatives to leverage, if you will, our individual resources like local job centers and technical college advising offices to make sure that citizens of Wisconsin get the best service possible without having to worry about who they're talking to or have they picked up the, you know, dialed the right number. We try to avoid people getting caught up in, you know, state bureaucracy, and just so that we can deliver the best service to them possible. And those are, I think, some of our best examples, our education and workforce partners. But it goes beyond just that because, as Brian mentioned, we have a full array of offerings. So we work very closely with the Department of Veterans Affairs to make sure that students who are returning veterans have a good experience when they come to the technical college system and that are successful in finding employment once they leave our campuses. We work very closely with the Department of Corrections, again, making sure that individuals who are about to reenter our communities have a set of skills that make their return to a correctional facility less likely. So it's really a broad spectrum of partners that we work with, and those relationships have to be built at both the state and the local level.
Yeah, I think that's so important. It's easy to see why partnerships are a part of our key strategy here at Gateway, because the technical college system has really been a part of a statewide collaborative effort in really driving workforce training for many, many years, but working with organizations all the way from vocational rehab to corrections to the university system and private colleges, it's easy to see why often we mention UW-Parkside and Carthage College and UW-Whitewater and, you know, Gateway all in the kind of the same umbrella conversation, because we are kind of tied together in many different ways.
Leila Merrifield, let's change direction just a little bit and talk about students at technical colleges across the state and about their progress and well-being. I wanted to ask you about something that President Albrecht has talked about before, the graduate follow-up report, which evidently is a very valuable tool in sort of assessing how students are doing and how, in a sense, how colleges are doing in helping students achieve their highest goals. Tell us more about the graduate follow-up report.
Yeah, I think in the technical college system, student success is really our number one priority. And the graduate follow-up or graduate outcomes report is one of our primary tools in measuring the outcomes of our students and our graduates. And making sure that all of that great community and employer input that we had on the front end is having the right effect on the back end of the process. So it's the graduate follow-up report is a survey of every technical college graduate, a population survey. The colleges work very hard in terms of calling and emailing and trying to reach each and every graduate to find out how real life is going 6 months after they leave the technical college. And we've had tremendous response rates. More than two-thirds of all of our graduates respond each year. And as has been mentioned here, 93% this year reported that they were employed 6 months after graduating from a technical college. The vast majority of those are working in their field of study. And we know from that survey that most of those students who are not in the workforce are actually continuing their education. They've transferred to, in most cases, a four-year institution and are going on and continuing to invest in themselves. So it's absolutely a powerful advocacy tool with our legislature, with our community members. It's also, I think, importantly, a powerful statement to prospective students that if you put in the time and invest in yourself, you will absolutely see results you choose a technical college. We also survey graduates on their salaries. So we know exactly how much students are likely to earn depending on their particular degree that they choose to pursue. So it's a powerful statement on the return on investment that a technical college represents each and every one of our students.
I love that report because it not only engages us back with our students and our graduates, but also employers. We get a big perspective on, you know, what the salary incomes are of students that are going through our programs and how a two-year education compares to other types of training programs. I remember a marketing strategy a few years ago because we're considered a post-secondary education, so it would be considered higher education. But this one used the word higher as H-I-R-E, higher education, like get a job and get hired. And I think this report really exemplifies that.
Hmm. Morna Foy, speaking of marketing, it, of course, is an important task for you and your colleagues to get the word out about the Wisconsin Technical College system and help people understand just what a modern technical college of the first rank is and what it has to offer. What are your highest priorities and strategies when it comes to getting the word out about technical colleges in Wisconsin?
Well, the first one, of course, is that we have a coordinated message and that we are all highlighting, regardless of where we're located in the state or we're doing it at the system or local college level, that we are taking advantage of our communications tools like the outcomes report to deliver our message. You may know that the system is a partner with all 16 technical colleges in our what we call our statewide marketing consortium. That consortium focuses on both materials and communication strategies that benefit all the colleges and that they create materials that can be modified for a local college use. For example, even the graduate outcomes report, we create that and deliver it at a state level, but many of the components of it, including average salary information and placement by different program areas, colleges recreate that information for their local community audience. So we get very granular and very specific in our delivery. We also put together recruitment materials that are directed specifically at students and their parents, because that helps make a lot of parents make help young people make a lot of decisions about their post high school lives. Recently, some materials that the Marketing Consortium created for that purpose won top honors on a national competition. We have websites that have both interactive and reproducible materials available for, and we share that with our high school partners in particular, but also with our post-secondary partners in the university system as well as in private colleges and universities. Since becoming president, though, frankly, I have refocused our communications and advocacy efforts here at the state level. We've assigned and employed some new personnel who have this as their primary function, and we're really focusing on some system-wide events that highlight specific program areas, the opportunities that are available to students, but also the benefits that are available to employers in those industries when they look to technical colleges for their workforce pipeline. We've held spotlight events in manufacturing, in agriculture, in energy, IT, allied health. This September we'll be doing one in the apprenticeship area. And we've also been focusing, as Brian mentioned earlier, a lot on our students because they are the best advocates for our system and they are the best representation of what it means to get a technical college education, but also what we are preparing students to be in their communities. Not just great skilled employees, not just good critical thinkers, but we are building the next generation of leaders and entrepreneurs for this state. And when we get our students front and center at things like our student showcase in the Rotunda, Brian mentioned, or our state ambassador program, they really living, breathing examples of the great impact that technical colleges can have on Wisconsin.
Mona Foy, it is no secret that the issue of funding is of primary concern in the whole realm of higher education, and certainly the technical college system here in Wisconsin has not been immune to certain restrictions and cutbacks and so on. How would you assess the current situation, and tell us more about the challenges that the technical college system faces in these times of tightening budgets?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. Resources are limited. They have been limited for quite some time. I have to say it's not likely that we're going to see great influxes in at least public resources available. And so we've had to get creative. I think we have worked very hard to make sure that the public funds that are invested every year by this state and at the federal level are targeted toward the technical colleges. We've done that by demonstrating in a variety of ways the return that the state receives from those investments. And I think we've witnessed it, the difference most recently in this last legislative session when about a third of the funds that were appropriated by the legislature came to the technical college system in the form of financial assistance to our students. So that, I think, is an area that it will continue to be a challenge, but that we have been very successful, and I have every confidence that we'll continue to be successful at the state level when there are funds to be invested. I think the other area, though, that we need to look at is to be more creative in how we partner with the private sector, both employers and philanthropic groups to support components of our operations. So Brian has worked very hard, and you'll hear him talk about it often, partnerships that he has with area employers like Snap-on, like Train. These employers understand the importance of continual lifelong skill development for their employees, and they're willing to invest in it. And I think that it just takes the effort to reach out and connect with them, to understand what they're looking for, to create offerings like boot camps, like stackable credentials that allow them to send employees back to college, if you will, on a limited basis. Often that is paid for by the employer themselves. And then come back into the workplace with a higher set of skills and a greater opportunity to invest in the company. So we are doing a lot of things to strengthen what I believe are already the strongest education employer partnerships in the country. But we're not going to rest there. We are going to make those bigger, stronger, more powerful, because we can't just rely on the state, as you mentioned, for our funding. And in the technical college system, we also don't want to rely 100% on our students. Many of our students go part-time. They are the lowest income students in the state, and we ask them to contribute. But we need to make sure that we can remain accessible to everybody in the state, regardless of their financial situation. So we're going to be creative, and we're going to keep working hard. We're going to make sure that we're delivering things as efficiently as possible, and we're going to continue to seek investment from both the public and private sector going forward.
Yeah, I think that's terrific, Morna. You know, that return on investment is so critical, and so the marketing message about getting our word out, what are our students doing, how are they graduating, what kind of jobs are they getting, what's their income, all of that adds into the bigger story about the role that technical college plays, and you combine that with, you know, really prioritization of resources, creating partnerships, public-private investments, federal grants, and new efforts around private foundation investments is really helping to sustain and eventually hopefully helping us to continue to grow as a system.
Layla Merrifield, we have about a minute left for you to reiterate anything you want to say about the role that the trustees play in what Morna Foy was just talking about.
I would just say that the trustees, I think, are working hard, and we certainly rely on them to not only carry our message to the community, but also carry our message to our local legislators who make those investment choices and set those priorities. As Morna mentioned, we were successful in this last floor session, so we hope to be successful once again in the coming budget process beginning January 2017.
Hmm. Well, we are left exhausted by hearing about all that both of you are busy with on behalf of the technical colleges across the great state of Wisconsin. And it's great to hear more about the good work that you are doing and about your hopes for the future. Morna Foy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, and Layla Merrifield, executive director of the Wisconsin Technical College District Boards Association. It was a pleasure and honor to have both of you on the morning show with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And of course, President Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. Great to have you here as well. Look forward to seeing you in August.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm Gregory Berg. Now 8:59, support for the morning show comes from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911. A unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. And don't forget about Jack's Cafe.